What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, January 5th, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And a little program note, the Lady Claire will not be joining us in hour number three again today. But the good news is she is definitely on the mend. She's feeling better. We're just going to have her rest and really get over this thing before we get her back on the show. So I want to thank everybody who sent in emails and notes of get well wishes, recommendations, folk cures that would help us both get over this thing. I'm still dealing with the very, very tail end of it. And in fact, today in the mail, we got something rather interesting from Alaska called chaga, which is this parasitic fungus that grows on trees, and it has to be harvested in the winter way out in the woods by Fairbanks. And I did a little web search on it, and apparently this is a very well-known natural material that with a lot of health benefits. So thanks to who sent that in. So let's get into the story here, the news here. The publisher of Fire and Fury, in defying Trump's attempts to block the release of the book, put it on sale last night at midnight. Bookstores are reporting that it's already sold out. It's number one up at the Amazon website on all the orders they're getting. So whatever the reason was behind this thing, Mike Wolff has been made very, very wealthy by all of this. And for all we know, the controversy may have just been that was it about. Kick up a controversy about the book, and Mike Wolff and his publisher make a lot of money. Now, we're hearing that at one point, Steve Bannon did plan on refuting the quotes that are in the book. And basically, everybody in the White House is saying they never said any of these things. And apparently, Bannon had a statement prepared that was going to call Trump Jr. a patriot and say that, no, he doesn't believe he committed treason. This was being reported over at the Hill. And at this point, a lot of people are starting to say, is this for real? Remember yesterday, I said, when I saw those first excerpts, I said, it just didn't feel right. My gut was telling me that this wasn't for real. And apparently a lot of other people are getting that same sense. So this may have been a huge joke that Mike Wolff is playing on us all, and he's laughing all the way to the bank here. But apparently Mike Wolff has a long reputation of being less than accurate in his books and reporting. In his first bestseller, Burn Rate, How I Survived the Gold Rush Years on the Internet, Wolff was accused of misquoting a dozen people for his sensationalized tale about how he tried to do an internet startup and failed. And one of the people quoted in the book, Isabel Maxwell, called her quotes and representations by Wolff gratuitous and inaccurate. And in response, Wolff claimed that the quotes came from notes that he took when he sat in on meetings, but people who were at those meetings said that he never took notes. If he wasn't Linda Tripping it, he was Stephen Glassing it. This is from the San Francisco Gate in 1998. And Wolff was also deemed a liar by book editor Judith Regan and New Republic columnist Andrew Sullivan while he was writing for New York Magazine. Now, after writing a profile about Regan for the magazine, she disputed nearly every paragraph contained within it. She later accused him of being obsessed with her, while she threatened to take him to court over what he wrote. And Regan was quoted in the New York Daily News in 2008 saying, Michael Wolff has been obsessed with me and my sex life for close to 30 years. I'm finally going to give him what he wants. He's going to get blank by Judith Regan. Reagan apparently had the same problems over at HarperCollins. Reagan was fired by HarperCollins over her plan to publish O.J. Simpson's book, If I Did It. And apparently, Wolf sent her a vaguely threatening email urging her to speak to him for his book on Rupert Murdoch. So there's been an interaction there. And then going on, I mean, a huge fight between Reagan and Wolf there. Apparently, Wolf also claimed that Reagan had gone on a date with former Fox News CEO Roger Ailes, and both everybody says it was one dinner, it was a business dinner to discuss, you know, some possible enterprises. Now, the Washington Post described Wolf as a provocateur and media polemicist. Wolf has a penchant for stirring up an argument and pushing the facts as far as they'll go, and sometimes further than they can tolerate. According to his critics, he has been accused of not just recreating scenes in his books and columns, but of creating them wholesale. Now, looking back over all of the scandals of journalists who've been caught fabricating news, it seems like Wolf is just one more of the usual prostitute and correspondent that we're going to see there. Apparently, in New Republic in 2004, Michelle Cotel wrote that Wolf, quote, has a reputation for bursting embargoes and burning sources by putting off-the-record comments on the record. So, again, the book is, people are buying the book, but it doesn't stand the smell test. It really doesn't. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, Donald Trump issued a tweet which is refuting claims by Michael Wolf that he was given high-level access to the White House in order to interview people to write the book. And Trump has now tweeted out saying that Wolf had zero access to the White House, said that Trump turned him down repeatedly when requested. And he's saying he never spoke to him for the book. It's full of lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. And he names them in terms of the Bannon quotes, which apparently Bannon considered going public refuting. Calls him Sloppy Steve now. This thing is really heating up. It's very undignified. And people are trying to figure out what's going on. I think this book is propaganda for the Democrats' efforts to get Donald Trump out of the White House under the 25th Amendment. It dovetails with that agenda perfectly. Story coming out of Sputnik News, basically speculating that Bannon now wants the president to fail. And that is both out of the animosity from Bannon's firing, and also for the fact that Bannon's chief criticism about Donald Trump is we did not get the Donald Trump we voted for, which unfortunately I do agree with. We didn't get the Donald Trump who was going to pull back on military interventions. We so far have not gotten the Donald Trump that is going to put Hillary Clinton in prison. And those were two of the biggies as far as I was concerned. Now, Steve Bannon appears to be in trouble. He may soon be leaving Breitbart News. And there was speculation what was going to happen between Bannon and the Mercer family, because the Mercer family were his primary bankroll for doing what he was doing. But Rebecca Mercer has now gone public basically backing Donald Trump and saying that her family has not communicated with Bannon in many months. They have stopped providing financial support for his political agenda, and they certainly do not support his recent actions and statements. So it looks like Bannon has lost his primary wallet. Now, here is I have a little problem. I have a few problems with Donald Trump, but one of them is he's trying to take credit for things other people are doing or things that just sort of happen by themselves. Donald Trump tried to take credit, for example, for getting rid of ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria when that was clearly done by the Syrian government aided by Russia. And today, apparently, he came on out taking credit for the safest year on record in commercial aviation. And there were no deaths on commercial aviation last year. And in a tweet, he comes on out and says, since taking office, I've been very strict on commercial aviation. And good news, was just reported, zero deaths. Trump has got to stop trying to take credit for everything good that happens. He's grandstanding. I'm almost ready for him to tweet on out that today he made the sun rise. And if he continues behaving like this, he's only helping to build a case for the 25th Amendment. Trump needs to get some really good advisors, and he's got to listen to them. And instead, he surrounded himself by alligators from the swamp that he was going to drain, another disappointment. And he's coming across as far less than presidential. He's really hurting himself with this sort of thing. Now, as you know, the Department of Justice has announced a new probe into Hillary's email server scandal. With Sessions in charge of the Justice Department, I'm not expecting anything significant. They're already talking about the Comey excuse. Yes, these things happened, but they didn't mean to do wrong, therefore off the hook. The Justice Department has announced today that there will be a probe into the Clinton Foundation. But unfortunately, there was a previous investigation by the government that claimed not to find anything irregular. And again, it is stunning the degree of protection of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton by almost the entire establishment inside the Beltway. Now, FBI Director Christopher Wray is out there saying the Bureau is investigating Antifa members who are acting like anarchist extremists and motivated to create violence. And they're trying to be very clear, saying that they're not investigating the Antifa ideology, just the actions of individuals. And that seems a reasonable thing to be doing. We don't want the government investigating anybody's ideology. Now, a story coming out of shtfplan.com gets back to that issue that the Democrats are looking to get rid of Trump, either through impeachment or the 25th Amendment. And in this particular case, again, apparently one Republican senator and a dozen or so Democrats had a meeting with a noted psychiatrist. In fact, a psychiatry professor at Yale University, Dr. Bandy X. Lee. And Lee is out there going along with the program saying Trump is going to unravel. The rush of tweeting is an indication of his falling apart under stress. Trump is going to get worse and will become uncontainable with the pressures of the presidency. So they're trying to build a case that Donald Trump is incompetent, coming apart, and it does dovetail with the image of Trump that is being put forward in this book, Fire and Fury. At least the excerpts that have already been published. I don't have a copy just yet. So I think the game is really on. The establishment politicians want Trump gone because they're scared. All their cover-ups are starting to unravel. And the public is becoming aware. There's a lot of just shameful shenanigans going on inside that deep state. Gun running, drug running, possible pedophilia, that keeps coming up over and over again. And of course, the Uranium One deal, the Clinton Foundation, the email server, a massive election fraud. And I have to tell you, I'm very disappointed that Trump dissolved his commission on election integrity and said, we'll have the Department of Homeland Security look at it. It looks like he's caved on that. And I can understand probably a lot of pressure was put on him because if the American people, if the majority of the American people start thinking the election system is crooked, then it all starts to unravel. Americans are not going to obey or pay the bills of a government they themselves did not elect. So they want us to go back to believing the elections are fair and honest. Oh, how could you even think our elections are crooked? Well, you might ask Bernie Sanders about that one. Now, do you remember back when former FBI Director James Comey had his press conference about the FBI's investigation into Hillary's handling of classified documents? And he had this memo that he basically went down and that was read into the record about all the things that had gone on. It turns out that Comey's original Clinton memo has now been revealed. Basically because it was one of the documents subpoenaed by the Senate Homeland and Government Affairs Committee. And it turns out the original memo was much more striking in terms of its description of criminal activity, vast amounts of classified information going to that unsecured server, and in many cases they said gross negligence. And this memo was edited and deleted to water it down, to basically turn what should have been a felony charge down to basically a wrist slap. And the reason they took out grossly negligent, replaced it with extreme carelessness, was to get around the language in Title 18, which says gross negligence in revealing classified information is a felony violation of Title 18. And they thought by changing it to extreme carelessness, they could evade that. Well, I don't know about you, but to me, grossly negligent and extreme carelessness seems to be describing exactly the same thing. And if my theory about what Hillary Clinton was doing with that server is correct, then we're not dealing with negligence or carelessness or weasel wording. Everything she did was deliberate. That server was her idea to set that up. And that's a question that needs to be asked. And maybe that's the question that everybody inside Washington, D.C. is terrified of. And that's why they're trying to make this all go away. Okay. Getting on back to the Mercer family, another indication that they may be bailing on Steve Bannon is apparently they're talking with Peter Thiel about launching a new conservative news outlet, which would host some former Fox commentators who were let go from that channel. And I think there ought to be more news outlets. We need to bring back a multiplicity of media outlets so that differing points of view can be put out there for you, the American people, to evaluate. It wasn't all that long ago. There were actually laws to guarantee diversity of media opinion. No one company or individual was allowed to own too much media in any given market. I mean, we can go back and look at William Randolph Hearst, and the Hearst newspapers were all over the country, but they were restricted in terms of how much of each market, each city, they could sell to. To give other newspapers a voice. We need to get back to that. Now, Judicial Watch has issued a statement basically correcting something that's been in the corporate media for the last few days, because they've been talking about Anthony Weiner's laptop. They've been talking about how five classified emails were found on it, trying to make it sound like five, it's not that big a deal. It's only five. It's only five. Judicial Watch has come on out and said that there are at least 18 classified emails they're aware of, and there may well be more because they're still going through that very awkward system at the State Department's website that is set up to index and present these documents. And in true government fashion, it's very difficult to get from the end. You can't just scan. You have to go and do a lot of work just to see a single page. And they're still working through that. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back. Oh, yeah.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And for those of you who want to support Republic Broadcasting, again, the address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. And that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call on in and become a subscriber to Republic Broadcasting, the phone number is 800-724-2719. Extension 03. Now, somebody who actually has a copy of the new book, Fire and Fury, I guess it was an e-book, has sent in something we all need to pay attention to. Okay, this is a direct quote from the preface to the book. Many of the accounts of what has happened in the Trump White House are in conflict with one another. Many in Trumpian fashion are baldly untrue. These conflicts and that looseness with the truth, if not with reality itself, are an elemental thread of the book. In other words, it's unverified trash. Just keep that in mind. All right, so we're talking about Attorney General Jeff Sessions. People want him to resign. People want Trump to fire him. The only thing he seems to be doing is declaring war on medical marijuana. More about that later in the show. And it almost seems we could all have avoided so much problems if he had just stayed a senator down in Alabama. And speaking of which, under Alabama law, election records are supposed to be held for 22 months. Actually, it's a federal law. And the state of Alabama has already destroyed all the records from their last election. And that should be a red flag that, yes, it, in point of fact, it was a crooked election. I mean, I remember that video of somebody being interviewed and just spilling the beans that people were coming from out of state to vote for Jones. That's election fraud. You're not allowed to vote in another state's state elections. I can't go to Nevada and vote for their senators and representatives because I'm a citizen of Hawaii. It's just so blatant and open. Do they really believe the American people aren't seeing this? It's amazing. All right, let's get into the war zones here. More good news from Syria, if you are supportive of the Syrian people retaining their own country. Apparently, the Syrian Arab Army, Tiger Forces, backed up by Russian aerospace forces, captured the villages of Sim el-Abid, el-Fail, Rubaida, Mishafe, el-Kasr, el-Abyad, Rabi Musa, Agia, and another long list in southeastern Idlib. They're moving very, very rapidly. According to pro-government sources, seven militants were killed and a vehicle was destroyed during the advance. On the same day, the Sham Legion reportedly destroyed a Syrian Arab Army battle tank with an anti-tank guided missile near the town of Atshan. Now government troops are getting ready to advance on the town of Sinjar. Now, apparently, some of these Syrian rebels, and they're still getting some sophisticated weapons, such as the weapon that took out the main battle tank. Apparently, they were able to use artillery to destroy several Russian planes. And again, they got to close off the borders and stop that stuff from coming on in. I wonder who's bringing in those weapons to Syria. I wonder. It's on the tip of my tongue, I'm sure. We know who's doing it. There have been actual videos of U.S. aircraft airdropping supplies to these rebels. Over in Iran, it looks like the protests, at least the violent ones, are pretty much winding down. And Iran's attorney general is saying that their intelligence is indicating that this was a covert U.S.-Israeli-Saudi operation to destabilize the country and possibly bring down the government. However, there are still voices out there saying that regime change wasn't really the agenda so much as kicking up the protests, forcing the government of Iran to respond, and then using that response to persuade the European Union to put more sanctions back onto Iran, to try and starve them into submission. So we'll see what happens on there. So far, we're not exactly seeing a rush of European nations to hop on the sanctions bandwagon. In fact, the sense I get just looking at global geopolitics is everybody's getting sick of these sanctions wars. And they're beginning to realize that the weaponization of sanctions is a very good reason not to go any further with a globalist economy. Because once you are tangled up in that globalist economy, you become vulnerable to sanctions attacks. Just something to think about. We're going to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the telephones now. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha, you know, snack bar.
There you go, snack bar too. Back at you. you know, whenever I hear that bump music talking about he wants to be a pirate and sail the seven seas and so forth, ad nauseum and so forth, it reminds me, of course, this is not originally what I called about, but every time I hear that song, I think about the intro to any film you happen to put in your player or whatever to watch. They always have this anti-piracy warning from the FBI or whatever have you, nauseam alphabet soup group, warning against such piracy. And I think to myself, you know, that's pretty good coming from, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, with all the
yes.
stuff that they can they get into, and yet they're going to post that on the intro of a film that you watch at home. It's a joke, a complete joke.
It is a
but anyway.
Joke. It's a complete waste of bandwidth because the people who are going to pirate the content aren't paying attention to it, and everybody else who's reading it, it doesn't apply to them.
It's really bizarre. But anyway. So much
no, what it is, it's something the government does to make it look like the government is doing something about the problem. Industry analysts are saying content piracy really isn't the big problem. They like to blame it for the declining revenues of the entertainment industry. But the real issue is the declining economy. People don't have as much money to go to movies or buy Blu-ray discs. And the other part of it, of course, is that Hollywood, as it becomes more politically correct, is just cranking out junk people don't want to see. It's like repeats and sequels, and there's very little originality coming on out.
Yeah, this whole new meaning to the words scapegoat. But anyway, originally what I was calling about was wishing Claire a much speedy recovery from the buggy roo that she got or whatever the case was. So if people want to call it a prayer, spell, meditation, whatever have you, then fine. Call me that. I don't care. But
I thank you very much. We appreciate the sentiment. And again, as I said at the top of the show, Claire is doing much better. She's not over it, but she is doing a lot better. I'm greatly relieved because there were a couple of days there I was very, very worried about her.
I can appreciate that in same sentiments. Quick question for you. This may have been inquired about before. I do not recall, so you have to overlook my gap of memory for that matter. But are you familiar with someone by the name of Deborah Tavares?
Doesn't really ring a bell.
Does not? Okay. Because apparently she does a site online called StopTheCrime.net or whatever the case was. And
okay.
Apparently she covers a lot of things that have to do with how the environment is dealt with or been done to, let alone who the culprits may be and why and whatever for reason and so forth, go on and on and on. And apparently she's been out of sync for about a year or so, I guess maybe trying to watch her back or whatever in the process because a lot of things that she's been reporting and so forth. So it's really gotten interesting. So I just thought I would touch grounds with you and see what you thought of her or whatever. So.
Well, I'll have to check it out, there's the one bad thing about the growth of the internet and the independent media is there's such a huge volume of information. No one individual can look at it all, and I try and look at as much as I can, but obviously I can't get to everything. But I do welcome suggestions, and I do go and look at these things.
I would have to agree because even though some may be legit, some can be absolute trash.
Yeah, there's a lot of junk out there.
No,
there's a lot of junk there. And, I'm getting from Mike in the control room that apparently she's had a lot of guest appearances on RBN. So we'll try and get her on this show.
Uh-oh, watch out now.
Okay.
Y'all have fun. Later.
All right, we will. Thank you very much. Before we get back to phone calls, and there's a lot of callers waiting on the line right now. Citizen Free Press just posted a story on how that first probe into the Clinton Foundation. I mentioned that Justice Department is doing a new probe, and there had been one before. The story is breaking, sourced at the Free Beacon, basically is saying that the Obama Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, stopped the probe during the election, and apparently no interviews with witnesses were allowed, and no subpoenas were allowed by Loretta Lynch. So here we have, again, the entire machinery of the federal government, including the White House itself, trying to protect Hillary and her dark secrets in order to protect themselves. The more we read things like this, the more convinced I am that my theory about what Hillary was doing with that email server is the correct one. And it's a scandal big enough to shatter the federal government, to completely discredit it and delegitimize it. All right, let's get back to the phones here. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I like your pirate song also. I did 35 years in the Merchant Marine, so I'm a bit of a pirate myself. But anyway, I saw Geraldo on TV last night, and he's talking about the Hillary investigation being old news. And I think politically, that's going to be what they're going to say. And I'll tell you the truth. I don't really want Hillary's scalp as much as I want the enablers in the FBI and the Justice Department who violated their oaths in not investigating her. Those are the people I really want to see go to prison, because they are the people that really let this country down. Hillary Clinton, of course, she's a criminal and a psychopath. But these other people, they were our checks and balances. They were people that raised their hands and swore an oath to be investigators and to try to protect the American people from psychopaths like Hillary Clinton. Personally, I wouldn't care if Trump pardoned her, but I want to see all the enablers out, thrown out, put in prison, take their pensions, and get them out of this, the U.S. government once and for all.
Well, what I want to see is the American people made fully aware of just why all of these career officials at FBI and Department of Justice were circling the wagons around Hillary, because it's not Hillary they're protecting.
That's
basically
right.
The inner workings of the deep state going all the way back to Arkansas in the 1980s and that CIA gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas under then Governor Bill Clinton. The American people need to know what their government is really doing.
Mike,
that's what I want to see happen.
Do you think they're going to go into Waco? Do you think they'll go into 9/11? I don't. Like you say, they're going to circle the wagons. But at the same time, the people need the truth. I think they're going to actually throw Hillary to the wolves before they expose the deep state, because that's what I see happening here. But at the same time, I really want to see an investigation of the investigators is what I want to see, and the deep state exposed. One other quick thing. This whole writer, this guy Wolf, I mean, it seems ridiculous that they even let that guy in the White House. This is a setup. Trump's playing with this whole thing. I think Trump's doing it on purpose. I don't know why, but, I mean, to let a sneaky guy like that, I mean, even his name Wolf in there, it just seems like this is all just Trump doing his typical setting traps and playing around.
Well,
stupid.
Trump has come on out saying that, in point of fact, Michael Wolff did not have any access to the White House. That's a fiction that Wolff came up with. And Trump is saying that Wolff applied for access to the White House several times and was turned down flat each and every time. I mean, people are already pointing out some very obvious factual errors in the book. At one point, Wolff says Trump didn't know who John Boehner was, but yet there's a photo of them playing golf together from way before the time that Wolf says Trump made that comment. So, it's right there in the preface to the book. He's admitting it's junk. It's absolute sensationalist tabloid junk. Again, I think it's propaganda to support the move to get Trump out of the White House under the 25th Amendment. Because how many of you actually read the preface to a book that you've bought? People tend to skip over the preface and the foreword and just get right into the meat of the book. Now, let me go on back here to this idea of, will they investigate Waco? Will they investigate 9/11? What I see is possibly happening is, if Hillary really feels that she's going down, she's got the dirt, and she could just start blabbing to everybody and just open up that can of worms. Okay, yes, the institutional government is trying to protect this all, but all it's going to take is one person who's looking at a lifetime in prison and figures they've got nothing left to lose to just start saying, well, you think what I did was bad. Those people over there, they did this. And then the accusations will start flying back and forth like crazy.
Boy, that would be something, wouldn't it? Hey, one other thing is,
get the beer and pretzels.
You know, but Trump seems like he's smart, but I watch these press conferences, and they just pick these reporters to ask him questions, and they're all from the fake news, NBC, ABC. When's he going to start picking on guys from the alternate media? I mean, he's got the power to basically ignore the people that ask him rude questions and insult them. I don't understand it. It just frustrates me that he doesn't, like, put more of his own people there to ask questions and start developing a better press corps of people like us, you know?
Well, I think what's going on is that the White House press secretary decides who does and does not get a press pass or press credentials for the White House. I mean, I would think at least somebody from Alex Jones' operation would be allowed in there, given how strongly Alex Jones supported Trump. I mean, Trump went on Alex Jones' show as a guest. But again, Trump has just been completely corralled. And it isn't Trump who's doing this. It is that deep state that is desperate to protect their secrets and resell the illusions. And they're fighting a losing battle. They're definitely losing ground.
Well, I can only hope. I just can't believe I keep seeing or ask the same people who just say insulting things about the president. And I can't just believe how dumb they're doing. Unless they're doing that on purpose also, it just seems kind of ridiculous. But anyway, thanks and have a good weekend, Mike. And I hope your wife feels better.
She is feeling better. She's not over it, but she is feeling better. She's much better than she was a few days ago. And I'm absolutely delighted about that. Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I've been out of town, so I've kind of missed your show. I tried to catch up on a few of them. So if I'm repeating something that or asking a question you've already answered. But I was actually going to call in on 5G and the dangers of this this microwave penetration that is really a lot of people are worried about. But I am so upset about this little Jeff Sessions deal with this medical marijuana that I would do anything to get this guy out of there. And I don't know why this guy would do this, knowing what the sentiment is nationally. What does he have to gain? Is there something I'm missing, or do they have a control file on him?
Well, I think what's going on is we know that the alcohol industry and the tobacco industry have been lobbying very, very hard to keep marijuana illegal, because if you cannot grow a marijuana plant in your backyard, then you have to go down to a store and spend money for the alternative intoxicants. And I think that is what the whole argument is all about. Is commoditizing intoxicants, not allowing you to grow or make your own. And it's been happening on several fronts. When I was a little kid, it was still legal to operate your own still and make your own whiskey. You were not allowed to sell it or give it away or trade it without a tax stamp, but you could have a personal use still, and my grandfather had one. But today, of course, the mere possession of a still will get you thrown in prison for a very long time.
Well, that's true. You know, Ron Paul came on his Liberty Report and never said this before because he doesn't get into this type of direction, but he called for Jeff Sessions to resign immediately, you know, just strictly out of freedom, you know, and whatever Ron Paul says is 99% where it's at, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I really wanted him to win when he ran.
I campaigned for him twice, and it was very disheartening for me, but the man is freedom. Like you are, you know, he's just a freedom lover, you know. And okay, Michael, if you have anything to say about 5G and the dangers, I was kind of worried about, wanted your opinion, but we're probably running out of time, so I'll hang up and take your, you know, answer on the air if you have time. Thank you.
All right. Well, basically, all radio waves are going to impact your body at the very least because any of that energy that you absorb is converted to heat. There is a concern that certain frequencies of microwaves will result in a recently discovered phenomenon, I think, if I recall correctly, this was worked out at Johns Hopkins, called microwave resonance, where even though the energy level of the radio wave is not sufficient to break a molecular bond, it can start a molecule vibrating and resonating to the point where it can suffer molecular damage. And so... Obviously, there's an area of concern. The towers themselves are not the problem. The problem, excuse me just a second. The problem is, one more minute. Okay, the problem is the handheld device. Because if you're far away from the tower, your cell phone automatically... Excuse me just a second. I got to get a sip of water here. All right. All right. Like I said, I'm still in the tail end of this bug. The problem is when you're far away from that tower, your phone handset automatically increases its power as a transmitter to reach that tower. And of course, you've got that phone right up against your head. And I think there's an area of concern, and there ought to be some research done. It won't be, though, because under our current fascist economic system, nobody is funding research to show how any of our products are causing harm, whether it's cell phone radiation or vaccines or GMO or whatever. It's simply not being done. There have been a lot of suspicions through the years that exposure to petroleum products is one of the causes of cancer. Nobody is really looking into that anymore. A few years ago, I was trying to do some research, and I went out to find some cancer maps, just a map of cities and states showing the per capita incidence of cancer. I couldn't find any. It's like a big secret. They don't want you to know where the areas are that have the most cancer cases, because you might decide you don't want to live there, and they have vested financial interests in having you live in these areas. So obviously there's a concern. And it's a good reason to have your cell phone actually on your belt and use a Bluetooth headset, because then you're that much farther away from the cell phone transmitter. And under the inverse square law, even a little distance is going to be a significant drop in the exposure to the radiation. And, of course, in a lot of states, we're in a commercial break here.
ANGIOPRIM.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
So here we're finishing up with Mo in Florida, and the last comment I had, in addition to having your cell phone on your belt and using a Bluetooth headset, you're going to have less exposure to the transmitter energy. And of course, in a lot of states, you can get a ticket for talking on your cell phone while driving. That's the case here in Hawaii, unless you're using a headset. So there it is. Anyway, Mo, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's move over to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike, the last couple of callers have provoked me to say what I wanted to say. I wanted to talk about Bannon, but I actually know the real reason why the Oklahoma City bombed, the building, the federal building. I don't know how much investigation you've done into that, but the real reason why the Oklahoma City bombing was bombed is because before we went to Iraq the very first time, we had given Saddam anthrax. Before we sent our troops over, we gave them an experimental dose of anthrax, of the anthrax vaccine, and everybody got sick. Over 100,000 people got sick, as well as family members. All the medical records were in that building. That's why the Oklahoma City building was bombed.
Well, that's one. I'd heard that story before, and that's certainly one mess that was destroyed by the bombing. But there was another. Outrage over what happened at Waco had forced Congress to call for hearings, and somehow or other, all of the BATF and FBI records regarding the assault on that church were also being stored in the Oklahoma Federal Building when it was destroyed. So they used that to not only clean up a couple of really ugly messes, but of course to push the domestic terror agenda.
I mean, you see where this is headed, though. I mean, absolutely. We're just going to be bigger and better, more spectacular things than 9/11 down the road. I hope not, but I kind of have a feeling pretty soon our next attacks are going to be done by drone, and you're not going to see any more public speaking. Everything's going to be done inside, or maybe even holographic holograms, maybe. Just a thought. But, you know, I'm a little out there with that one. But I'm kind of curious
yes.
to hear you about that.
Okay, well, I agree with you that we have to be on guard against false flags and deceptions. And Americans have really awakened to that because when there was that fire up at the Clinton's place in Massachusetts, in Chappaqua, it was all over the internet. People were joking about they were destroying evidence. Juanita Broderick made a joke that Hillary was trying to burn Juanita's new tell-all book. And that tells you that people, that's now their first assumption. Of course, as I reported yesterday, it was actually the Secret Service building on the property that caught fire, and it wasn't all that that big. I dislike the way people throw around the word hologram or holograph. Most people are seeing things in movies, and they think that's the way holograms really work, and it isn't. But again, the government could come up with some new deception to try and get us to forget all about the corruption. But I think it may be past that point where Americans are going to see a new 9/11 and just presume it's another government fake. Anyway, we're going to let you go because we're coming up on our station identification. And when we come back, we've got a breaking story that we're going to share with you. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with hour number two of our program.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.